Hi, welcome to Wine Wednesdays. This is McKenna.
Hi, I'm Kate, but you know that already.
And we've got a lot of whining to do for you this week.
Shocker.
Yep, it's kind of what our show's about. But first, we're going to play Big Jet Plane by Angus and Julia Stone.
What's up?
Welcome back. That was not Julia Stone, as in our housemate, though.
Although
she's a great
excited.
Singer.
Yeah, she is. She was very excited to hear it, too. Okay. So our first topic is being on time to class.
And we're not whining about it being difficult to be on time to class. We're whining about other people
being on time to class.
Yeah, like, it's like, if you do it once or twice, fine. Like, things happen, you oversleep a little, the bakery line's a little too long, and you don't really realize.
You don't plan.
Yeah, but I mean, like, those chronic late people, it's just like, why? And, like, I have classes sometimes with people who are consistently late to both classes. I'm just like, are you late to every class? What are you doing?
Especially, like, if you have a class with someone and then your very next class is with that same person, but you're not, like, friends and so you don't walk together, and they're late to both. Like, they're late to the first one and they're late to the one that you went to. You're like, I'm here on time. Why the heck aren't you here on time? Because it's obviously not that hard.
Maybe they had to go potty.
Okay, but, I mean, as someone who pees an awful lot, you can do it.
I mean, yes.
It's possible. What bothers me, though, is, like, students who are late to classes that they know they aren't supposed to be, like, late to. Like, either, like, professors who are very, very specific about being late, or, like, because, like, I have a class, and one of my professors, he's very specific about being late. He actually taught me in college not to be late to classes, because he scared me so bad my freshman year when I first had him, when someone was late to class. So, like, if you know your professor is very strict about it, but is not strict about, like, attendance, please don't come into class 10 minutes late. You're just going to make everyone uncomfortable.
That, and then you disrupt the lecture. Like, when the professor starts lecturing right away in class, and then you just come in and make a big noise getting to your seat, and if you, like, specifically then try to get to the seat, which you normally sit in.
Instead of just, like, the closest one.
Yeah. And then you're rustling through your papers, trying to get all your stuff out. And it's distracting for the other students because you should have been there already. It's like first 5 minutes of class, you can like rustle your stuff. But after that, it's like everyone's trying to pay attention and get down the notes.
That also, this is for people who are late to class because like I've been late to class. We understand that happens.
Yeah, I've been late to class.
Why are classrooms made where the teacher teaches where the door is?
That's not always the case. We have a class together that isn't like that.
That's true. But like, why is that so common? And unless they're in like science buildings, that's when it doesn't happen. Because, like, my Elliott classroom, well, I guess one of them does it. But, like, yeah,
it depends on where the professor actually prefers to stand in most classrooms. And I think that since a lot of the times the professor typically is the last person to come into class, they just go to the front because the rest of the room is filled. And we've sort of been conditioned that, like, the professor stands at the front of the room.
Yeah, but I'm talking about rooms that are made that way. Like, the TV is at the front of the room, the whiteboard is at the front of the room, and also so is the door. Why? Yeah. I mean, I understand. Some things are hard. But, like, that's one thing where I'm just like, why? You could easily have put the door over there. This is unnecessary. But no, still don't be late to class, guys. Please don't do it.
Yeah. It's just distracting for the other students. It's distracting for the professor because a lot of the times they don't want to read verbatim off their lecture notes.
And so you've messed up where they are.
Yeah, you've messed up where they are. They get flustered. They, like, then are like, wow, oh my gosh, there's someone right next to me all of a sudden.
The other thing is, like, if you're late to a class and doing something that the professor doesn't want you to do, that's really annoying. Like, one of our professors doesn't allow you to wear hats. And then one of our professors, like, before this, we were in band together, and he also doesn't allow you to wear hats. But, like, if your professor doesn't allow you to wear hats, and you're 10 minutes late with your coffee, and you're wearing a hat, why?
See, I had a professor that didn't like students wearing hats. And we have that professor this semester. And a certain person...
Who shall remain nameless.
Even though they've already graduated.
Still nameless.
Showed up every single day to class. Every single day. And I mean, like, I understand it's an 8:30 a.m. on a Tuesday, Thursday. And this was my freshman year when, like, we had the polar vortex, like, negative 30 days. So, like, I understand, like, it's cold. It's hard to get out of bed. But, like, this person consistently, every single day of the class, came late. And you want to know what they came with? They came every day with, like, a muffin or a bagel. And if they had a bagel, they had it toasted with cream cheese. And a coffee. And their hat on. And went to the very middle of the class. And this was, like, a classroom in university. So it was old school. Like, the desks with the desk attached to the seat.
I hate those desks.
I hate them, too.
But that's a different show,
though. It makes a lot of, like, noise, and, like, it was in the middle of the room, like, in the middle of a row, in the middle of a column, like, very middle. It was always late, and always with their coffee and baked good, and it was just super irritating, and it made this professor angry to no end. And, like, I know this professor fairly well, and so, like, I know they were angry about it, and it's, like, disrupted the lecture. Then you hear the rustling of the bag and the drink and all the additional things getting at the laptop.
It's just too much. If you're going to be late to class, don't do it all the time. If you're always going to be late to class, maybe it's not the class for you.
Yeah, it's like you shouldn't want to be late to class. You should be really excited to get to go to class. We pay a lot of money to go to class.
And like, granted, there are classes you're not excited to go to, but we still pay a lot of money, and this is a privilege. Like, this is something that we get to do. It's not something we're forced to do.
It was a course where it wasn't, like, really mandatory for this person's major or anything. They chose to take that class. Yeah.
They knew it. It was at 8:30.
Yeah, it wasn't a surprise. It didn't change. I mean, yeah, third floor of university in the freezing cold where there's ice on the inside of the windows. Not, like, the most exciting class to go to.
But it's still a class.
And you should respect that professor because it's rude to show up late.
Oh, it's
shows
so
that
rude.
You don't respect them, don't care about their class.
And we're not talking about the one or two times. We are literally talking about chronic.
Yeah, the one or two times it happens. I'm late to class sometimes.
I accidentally slept through class today.
Yeah, but I mean, I did that 2 weeks ago for the same class.
Yeah, best friends take classes together.
Yeah, get sick together.
Have the same illness together.
Yeah.
It's really cute. Anyway, guys, don't be late to class. We're going to play you now, Always Running Out of Time by Motion City Soundtrack.
Get it? Because time and running late. We're so clever.
LOL puns.
Nope. And welcome back. Our next topic for you guys today is rude drivers on the road.
Okay, guys, I can't drive. This is not a secret. This is just a fun fact about Kate. I can't. I am very aware of, like, how to drive, like, the basics of it, but I've never actually, like, done it. I don't have a license. It's a long story for a totally different day.
On the other hand, I've been driving a long time. Because I'm old, but not really.
She's not that old.
I've been driving since I was 16. It's Ohio. I mean, technically 15 and a half. if you want to get specific, because like temporary license and 15. Learning. So I have a lot of experience with driving.
I mostly just drive with McKenna.
And Caitlin will get angry with me now.
Oh, yeah.
But I kind of have some bad...
She has terrible road rage, guys. I'm not kidding. Terrible. It's awful. But, you know, when you love her, you just handle it.
I just really get a slightly aggressive while driving.
Very.
A little angry. I never honked my horn.
She never honks her horn, and I'm the most likely one to flip someone off. But I will flip someone off in the car. It's a bad... Like, don't fight... Like, fight me. I don't give two shits. Like... Oh, sorry about that. I'm not supposed to curse on the radio.
But, I mean, sometimes, like, when someone cuts you off, okay, I don't know how many people drive or if they drive in from this way, but when you're driving from 71 into town, you come over by Oakland Nursery to this point.
Oh, my God, where, that happened to us yesterday.
Where it merges.
It's the weirdest lane, guys. Like, it starts with two lanes, and it could easily go on with two lanes for a little while longer.
But yes, but
it
so you go through an intersection, and then there are two lanes, and there are two lanes going into the intersection, two lanes going out. But then the lane on the left merges into the lane on the right. And there's no reason for this, really, because there's nowhere that like, lane leads to.
It's literally just for, like, overflow.
But see, so you keep going down this road then a little ways, and there's a stoplight, and it causes a lot of, like, backed-up traffic. Well, people seem to think that if they go into this extra lane that merges, like, less than 500 feet ahead, like, once they go through that intersection, they'll magically get there sooner. But in reality, they make the traffic backup worse, because then they're trying to merge over into completely bumper-to-bumper traffic.
And it's not like they go all the way up. They, like, no. They don't go all the way up and then wait their turn. They just stop, like, halfway through. They, like, literally
get rid of the reason for this lane. Yeah, and they look at you, like, why aren't you letting me merge over? When, like, literally, it could be the person behind you trying to get out and just get in front of you. And you're like, are you in that big of a rush?
And it's not a rush. Like, you're not going any faster. Like, I will flip you off. I will. But the other thing, okay, so McKenna got in an accident about 3 weeks ago now. And it was very stressful for me, which is not normally how it works. Normally, it's more stressful for McKenna, but, you know, whatever. She was on Liberty and okay, so you guys know how Liberty runs perpendicular to, like, Oak and Spring.
No, but that really wasn't a rude driver.
No, I'm talking about the person who cut you off.
Oh, yeah, no, someone cut me off in the middle of the intersection.
And it caused her to get in an accident. So, like, the person who hit her isn't so much a problem. Like, granted, they shouldn't have hit her. She drove a bright red car. A bright, candy red car.
But we can't say that anymore, because now I drive a silver car.
It's very stressful. Anyway, this white car cut her off and left her stranded in the middle of the intersection, which led to her getting hit by this other car. Like, don't cut people off in intersections, especially. Like, what? You don't know what's coming.
Okay, so just general traffic rule. I mean, it's just... Like, I don't know if it's really written anywhere, but, some like, this is how I was, like, told and taught when I was learning to drive. So, like, you come to an intersection, and whoever comes there first gets to, like, go first.
Yeah, like the rule of the stop signs.
Yeah. But see, like, and then, like, if everyone gets there at once or two people get there at once or something, it's whoever's furthest to the right. If you're lucky, everything would work out logistically, like you're going straight and the person across from you is turning or going straight as well. That would be really convenient, but that doesn't always happen. Whatever. So, like, whoever gets there first gets to go first. I got there first. Like, yo, I got there first. But anyway, so, like, that's the general rule of thumb. If you didn't know, that's what people are expecting. Unless, like, you signal to that person that, like, yo, you can go first. Like, just go. And then, just, like, you're fine. But seriously, like, why people? Why are people rude drivers? And it's mostly, like, merging and cutting off that I get, like, the most angry about. Other than that, it's just, like, on the highway, I really don't like it when, like, people going the speed limit are in the third lane. First off, I mean, no one should really be hanging out in the third lane because that is a passing lane. But if you're in that lane, you are supposed to be going fastest, like that, like slowest, like slow traffic should stay to the right. There are signs up. That is like a legal law. And so I do not understand why people will move into the middle or third lane and just like be going at the speed limit or below. That is rude. It's unnecessary. You're going to cause an accident.
Dangerous. It's so dangerous.
Yeah, like when you are when everyone is driving, everyone operates under the same thought common principles. That is why you have to go to driving lessons. That is why you have to take quizzes, is so that everyone understands the laws and principles of driving.
Wait, have you ever like thought about something and just been like, I have to tell someone right now. I have to tell you this right now. What do you think would happen if driving tests were like BuzzFeed quizzes? Like, what kind of car should you drive? What color should it be? And that's actually how you got your license. Sorry, that was just, I don't know. That's what happened in my life.
Yeah, I didn't take that quiz. But no, fun fact, all my cars have been named after Disney characters.
It's true.
Aurora, Snow White, and now the Fairy Godmother.
It's cute. Sorry, but anyway, driving. So in Atlanta, we have highways that go up to like 8 lanes. The most common is 6. That's like the most common amount of lanes that you'll have in a highway going through the city. So what bothers me when being in Atlanta is we have this thing called the HOV lane, which is just like the lane that you use if you are carpooling. Like, that's the idea behind it. And if you were in the carpool lane with, like, your spouse or your uncle or maybe your father, why? You're not carpooling. Nothing about you is carpooling. That's not carpooling. Like, if you're a 10-year-old child with your mother, yeah, that's two people, but it's not carpooling. That's not two cars that are pooling together, which is what carpooling is supposed to be. It is not carpooling. You are two people, yes, and technically you, like, I guess legally can be in the HOV lane, but, like, it is not carpooling. You are not supposed to be there. It makes me angry. Like, these are supposed to be things that are fun and helpful and nice and make traffic easier and have things go. They have their own exits to get to things, like, that carpooling people will go to, like MARTA stations, which is our, like, subway system, or the airport, which people often carpool to. But, like, just your mom taking you to your, I don't know, preschool in the middle of downtown Atlanta does not a carpool make. It is not a carpool. And I will say carpool, like, 2 more times. It's not a carpool. It's not a carpool.
See, I don't drive in cities very frequently, so I never really see carpool lanes. Usually what I drive on are, like, 40-mile, 50-mile-an-hour, like, country, like, state route roads.
I mean, we have those, too, but, like, my dad works in downtown Atlanta. My mom works maybe a mile from home. So, like, the roads that I see are either the ones in the middle of my suburb, although there is a giant highway that goes through the middle of my suburb, or highways. Because that's where things are.
See, I feel like you tend to run into more rude, angry, and bad drivers in the city. Possibly because there are more people to, like, skew these statistics.
But they're also just more angry.
Yeah, like, people are so much like, I gotta get here, there are way more people. And then, like, especially if you're not from the city, sometimes it's very difficult to,
figure it,
like,
out?
Yeah, like, navigate it. Like, I'm from Cleveland and Akron, and I still get nervous, like, driving through the cities. I'm like, okay, which exit? Like, I have to use my GPS, which sometimes makes me go a little slower because I'm more cautious, like right listening at the speed limit, it. If yeah. not a little. And so, like, I'm trying to, like, figure out where I'm going because, like, unless I am certain where I'm going, I'm most likely going to get lost.
That's true.
And so then, like, I feel so bad because if I knew where I was going and I was behind a person doing that, I'd be so angry.
Yeah, but just, like, in cities, you have people who are more angry about different things. Like, for one thing, you have people who live in cities who hate people who don't live in cities. Like, those people are angry people. I don't know why. But the people who live in cities just hate people who don't live in cities. They're just so angry. It's, like, the quintessential, like, New Yorker trope thing. But it happens in all big cities. Like, people who are from big cities hate it when you're not from a big city because you're slow and you're touristy and you're not good at it, and it's very upsetting. Like, I think it's really funny when people in Ohio complain about traffic because your traffic is not that bad compared to Atlanta, which consistently ties with, Los Angeles for the worst traffic in America. Because there's just a lot of it, which is fair. But, like, I think it's really funny. But it makes them very angry because traffic makes you very angry. Like, it's a very angry thing. Like, being stuck anywhere when you know you're supposed to be going, wasting gas, just things like that is very annoying. But so that happens a lot in cities and at a much larger scale. So, like, people in cities are angry about so many different things. They're angry about traffic. They're angry about people who aren't from cities. They're angry about people going slow. They're angry about this, that, and the other. They're angry because they had a job today, a job they don't like. They're just angry.
I don't know. Just very stressful. I mean, if I lived in a city, I would probably be more likely to try taking public transport just to, like, save myself the headache.
That's true. That's why New York City's traffic isn't that bad.
I mean, it's bad, but, like, but it's not... taxis and yeah, stuff. It's bad because of, like, tourists and visitors and people taking taxis, and not really because of the people living and working in the city themselves.
Right, and that just makes them even more angry.
And, like, I've been to London. That traffic was crazy, but the subway system in London was so nice and easy to navigate that, like, we didn't have to deal with any of the traffic. But I just feel...
I mean, MART is pretty easy to navigate, but it only works if you live in one county in Atlanta. Which doesn't make any sense to you, but it's just a fun fact about MARTA.
I mean, that's the thing with, like, public transport is that it tends to not go everywhere just because it's not really heavily supported or used in a lot of American cities.
Right.
Because everyone wants to drive.
Oh, see, in Gwinnett, which is the city, or is the county that I live in, it's the biggest county in Georgia, they didn't want MARTA to come into Gwinnett, even when lots of people wanted MARTA to come into Gwinnett, because, like, our... county, like, our city is right next to Atlanta. They wanted it to come in so that people could get to work. Like, my dad lives in Gwinnett, but he works in Atlanta. They didn't want black people coming into Gwinnett. That is the reason that MARTA is not in Gwinnett. And it's so annoying. So public transport is something that we could complain about. But again, it's for a different day.
Yeah. So yeah, just traffic. Why? Why does it have to be traffic. So difficult with bad drivers?
Rude
drivers. Just driving is already stressful. We're driving in massive metal vehicles that literally, like, you can die. You can die if you get in an accident.
Yep.
Very dangerous, and yet there are bad drivers and rude drivers, and it's just so dangerous.
People just, like, because driving is so, like, commonplace, they're like, oh, this isn't that bad. It's like, no.
It's a privilege, not a right. Privilege, not a right.
But again, it could just literally kill you.
Yes.
You need to just calm yourself. I was about to curse again. Calm yourself. But rude drivers, why do you exist? What is your purpose? What is your function?
Okay. Our next song is Electric Feel by MGMT. I picked this song.
Okay, so this is only slightly a joke, but I was thinking of playing Burning Up by the Jonas Brothers because we're dying. No, we really are. That's our segue into the next topic.
I was going to say, please never play Jonas Brothers on our show.
I love the Jonas Brothers. I cannot promise to you that that won't happen.
You wouldn't let me play David Bowie.
David Bowie is a pedophilic rapist. The Jonas Brothers are just annoying. There's a difference. If I decide that I want to play a pedophilic rapist, you can totally tell me I'm not allowed to play them. Anyway, our next topic is dying as a student. A.K.A. being sick as a student.
Hashtag OOPlague 2K15.
Hashtag OOPlague 2K forever.
Okay, so I don't know if you've heard the slight coughing or the sniffling or that we sound a little stuffed up.
Do we have sexy radio voices, guys?
Or do we have 80-year-old smoker voices?
Either way is probably the same thing. McKenna and I have asthmatic bronchitis. Fun fact, bronchitis is not communicable.
Oh, certain types of bronchitis are, but not asthmatic bronchitis, because that is caused by another illness, draining the fluids into your lungs.
Oh, okay. Well, it turns out our bronchitis is not communicable, yes. Yet we both still have it.
I feel like a few of our housemates have it and they should go because everyone seems to have the same symptoms of a chronic cough.
I think what happened is we all got the OU plague, which is just like a really shitty version. Sorry, guys. A really terrible version of like the cold that is just like created by the billions of us here. And then what happened is none of us got better because we all lived in Cal together and now we have bronchitis.
Yeah, and not a lot of our housemates really like taking medicine. And so,
I love taking medicine.
I hate taking medicine.
I think that medicine is the best thing ever. I think that if someone gives you medicine, it's probably for a good reason.
I feel like sometimes medicine is overdone and people can just, like, deal with it. Not in all cases.
Right.
There's very necessary and good medicine for many, many things.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like with a lot of the things that, like, people try making me take medicine for, I might take a little longer to get over it, but I'll still get over it.
Right. One of my
except
friends,
for bronchitis.
Yeah. One of our friends, Aletta, also has the same feeling about antibiotics. And actually, I do too. I think that antibiotics are a little overprescribed.
Hashtag penicillin doesn't really work anymore.
Right. But, like, I have a compromised immune system, so anytime a doctor puts me on medication, I have to take it. Except I don't get flu shots because the last time I got a flu shot, I ended up in the hospital.
Fun.
Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about being sick as a student. Sorry, guys. We have a really hard time staying on the topic right now.
But being sick as a student, like, being sick in general is very difficult. Like, we acknowledge that, like, for working adults, it's very difficult and everything. But, like, as a student...
Especially at OU.
Like, sometimes, like, a lot of the times professors are very understanding. They understand you're sick. They don't really want you coughing and disrupting their entire lecture just continuously.
So, like, they get it. But the thing is that there's still so many things you have to do that aren't class related. Or just,
yeah.
Like, in
or
general.
Some professors don't care. They want, like, doctor's notes. And with the health center, how it is so expensive to go to the health center. That
it cost,
like,
me $50 to go to the health center, and they misdiagnosed me.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
They do that a lot.
Hashtag mono.
2K15.
Spring 2K15. I almost ended up in the ER.
It was fun. It was a good time.
But, yeah, so, like, it's hard as a student to be able to pay those fees and get a doctor's note. So a lot of the time, like, you're like, I am very sick. I can tell that I'm very sick. I am an adult. Believe me.
This is my body. I promise. It's sick.
Yeah.
Or, like, people who have, like, chronic illnesses. Like, me and a couple of our friends have chronic illnesses. Like, I have fibromyalgia. Some days I can't get out of bed without crying. Like, it's a thing that happens. And I need professors to be more understanding of it. And there's no way to, like, prove to your professor who's in their, like, 40s, 50s, 60s maybe, that you as a 21-year-old are in more pain than they will ever acknowledge, like, probably ever experience in their entire life. Like, they don't know. And they won't know. And it's very annoying. It's very annoying. But just being sick as a student, especially at OU, is such a problem. You've got, I can't breathe right now. Just like talking, I can't breathe. I'm about to cough right now.
And I mean, I don't know about you, but when you cannot breathe because mucus is caking up your lungs and you have to get to, like, I work on the fourth floor of Elliott. And so I have to go up 4 flights of stairs to get to the fourth floor of Elliott. And so by the time I get up there, I'm having a coughing fit and cannot breathe. Going up to the third floor of Slocum, where I have a class, like, 3 days a week. I'm just, like, I cannot breathe by the time I get up there.
I can't breathe just from talking. Like, I'm supposed to have, I was supposed to have my house project yesterday. Wow. Okay, hold on. Let me try this again.
Words. Words, guys.
I was supposed to have my house project tomorrow. But just talking for maybe longer than 2 minutes, I can't breathe because it takes so much air to get into my lungs that, like, I don't have any time to push it back out. And I still need to breathe, and I can't. And it's so difficult.
Did you hear that cough? Yeah.
It was beautiful. But so, like, you're sitting in class and you're coughing. Your nose is running. And so now the bottom of your nose and the top of your lip are chapped to hell. I hate that. It hurts. It causes you to break out. It looks bad. It hurts.
Did she say it hurts and it's uncomfortable?
It hurts.
And I mean, we have cough drops. I take like cough drops like at least once an hour. Like the ones that they say only take every 4 hours. And it doesn't help. It doesn't help.
Let me tell you what's on our desk. We have 2 water bottles. I have a smart water that this one's a new bottle, but the one before it, I'd been drinking out of for like 4 or 5 bottles at that time. I need to buy a reusable water bottle. I just haven't had any money yet. McKenna has an Owoo Camelback water bottle. We've got both of our phones.
I wouldn't have gotten an Owoo one, but I really needed it for a weekend thing, so I didn't have time to order one that I actually really wanted.
Okay, well, I love Owoo, so I would get one. Our set list. Set list, lol. McKenna sunglasses. Also, a packet of Kleenex. An entire thing of Hall's cough drops. And my inhaler.
Mine's in my backpack.
Because we have asthmatic bronchitis. Our bronchitis is giving us asthma.
Yeah, it's pretty much like constantly having an asthma attack. And you just can't breathe at all.
This is... And we're still supposed to do things like go to work.
Go to class.
Have house projects. McKenna had to cancel her house project on Tuesday because she couldn't table because she was so sick. Like, it is hard to be sick on this campus.
And I still haven't hung up the flyers to finish up my house project.
Because she's sick.
And I have them printed out. They're very pretty.
They're beautiful, but she's sick. It's hard. We can't breathe. We can't walk. We just... There's a lot of things that McKenna and I can't really do right now.
Yeah, like, and I mean, and it just stinks being sick as a student because not only do we have the commitment of class and homework and papers, and so you're already stressed about all that, which leads to you getting sick so often, but then you're constantly around other students, so you're going to get your friends sick most likely.
Unless you have bronchitis, in which case you can't give it to them.
Only asthmatic bronchitis.
Okay, well, that's the one we have, so... Well, yes. We're not contagious.
And so it's just like... And then you have your extracurriculars, your other commitments, and, like, you've made these commitments, so you don't want to just let them fall by the wayside, but you're sick. And so it's just very difficult.
Like, I don't think anyone would have blamed us for canceling this show today, but it's so low energy that we could do it. Like, we sit here and talk to each other.
Yeah, like, if we were at home, we'd probably just be, like, coughing on the couch watching Law & Order SVU.
Or Castle.
And just, like... coughing and dying with the rest of our housemates who are all coughing and dying at home listening to us. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys, we love you. But it's just, it's so stressful. Like, right now I have a fever. Like, it's not, like, that terrible of a fever, but, like, I have a low-grade fever right now. My head hurts. My arms hurt, which is normal, but, like, it sucks. And, like, this is something that we are having to do. We've been dealing with it for about a week and a half, plus the Owoo plague that caused it. Like, McKenna and I have been sick since school started. It's been a good time.
It's fun. This happened to me last semester, and then I ended it on the high note of mono.
Right, because she wouldn't take care of herself.
Hey, I tried. I tried. I just have a lot of work.
She
has this
problem where she goes out even though she shouldn't. Like, this weekend, I slept, and she also should have slept. She should have slept more. But she went out, and she saw friends, and, like, that's fair and everything. I understand socialization. Yeah. But I mean, sleeping. Like,
I also commit too much and want to graduate a year early. So.
She's leaving me.
Besides the point.
We're not talking about it, though.
So, like, I do tend to take on a little bit too many commitments, but that's, like,
true.
If I'm not really busy, then I don't get things done because I know I can get them done easily.
Also true.
So, I take on more commitments, and it helps me be more productive in general.
Same. I'm taking on my newest commitment soon, I hope. So that's fair.
Yeah. But I mean, like, sometimes you have to, like, gauge it. Because then sometimes, like, you overcommit and then you're stressed. Are
Hashtag yeah. I am Owoo.
Literally, like, at the Go Owoo thing, my boss at the involvement office had me make, well, one of my bosses had me make little cards about campus wellness and being, like, an involved student and still maintaining, like, wellness and, like,
how'd that go?
physical, mental, and emotional. It went really well. I mean, it's all stuff that I already know, and I do. I just don't have time. And one of them was, how often do you skip meals because you don't have time? I do that frequently to do homework.
We don't talk about it.
Do you get enough sleep every night?
We don't talk about it.
Yeah. And so, like, when you're... This contributes to students getting really sick is because we're always very busy, always overcommitted, and so like we're just more susceptible. That and we're growing. We're still growing.
We're growing boys and girls and other identities.
That and students tend to have a really unhealthy diet. That's Chartwells.
True. Yeah, I don't even... Okay, so WCSA was tabling for Chartwells. Like, what do you have to say about Chartwells today?
Joe!
I'm sorry, I couldn't breathe. It was really hard. Oh, no, Joe wasn't tabling for me.
Oh, she was the one signed up.
Emma Dronkowski? No, that doesn't sound right. It was somebody. It was two people.
But yes, so anyway, Chartwells is the food company on campus.
Right, and one of the things was what, they're like, what do you think Chartwells could improve on? What do they do well? And I was like, we need some / more / any vegan options.
Yes.
McKenna's big, my stepping is vegan. Her little is vegetarian. McKenna is moving towards vegetarianism.
No, little's a pescatarian.
Sorry, my bad.
Your big's a vegetarian.
My big is a vegetarian. A bunch of our friends are vegetarians, but they have so little options to eat on this campus.
Yeah, and a lot of kids who come here, if they were vegan beforehand, change to just being vegetarian because...
Or pescatarian.
Yeah, because there's just not enough food, and if they want to get the nutrients that their body needs, they need to, like, take away some of those restrictions.
Like Erin, because just she eats a salad every day for lunch. That's it.
Yeah, there's like no food, and so she loses a lot of weight.
A lot of weight, a lot of nutrients. She's on like tons of multivitamins.
I mean, you should take multivitamins anyways. They're really good for you and boost your immune system and help you fight off things like diseases. I take multivitamins, but I still get sick.
They sell chewy ones at
yes,
at Thompson.
I'm a child and I hate medicine.
I like the chewy ones too. I like the ones that taste like oranges. Anyway.
Those are immune system boosters, vitamin C drops.
No, they make multivites that taste like orange. Not the ones they sell at Thompson, but they exist because Chelsea used to let me have them.
I love my vitamins.
Vitamins are great. I take a lot of vitamins. Anyway, this has gone to being about how we need more food on campus. Oh, right. Yes. Because if you don't eat well, or if you don't eat at all because there's nothing for you to eat, you're going to get sick. Like, it's very dangerous. And then when you're sick on campus, that goes back into being, like, sick as a student. You have jobs. I've missed work for a week now because I'm sick. Like, I have to be up at 7:30 to get to my job, and I'm still not getting paid for it, so I have very little commitment to it at the moment. Don't tell my boss. And it's just, it's, like, really, 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 really hard. Like, I still need to write papers. I still need to watch movies and take notes on them. I still need to read books. I need to write a resume. I need to study for a midterm I have on Friday. I need to study for a midterm I have on Monday. I need to, earlier this morning, I needed to work on my presentation for my house project. McKenna had a house project. A bunch of our housemates are also dying. My roommate was writing papers for 14 hours last night. 14 hours.
Serious, yeah.
Being a student on this campus is hard enough.
But then you add being sick and then physically not being able to, like, stay awake or be more productive. Or if you do, like, actually manage to do all your homework, half the time then it doesn't make any sense or you don't remember what you just read.
Yeah, like, I did my homework for Spanish that I didn't even end up going to because I was dying. And then I went home and I went to sleep at 9:30. Like, and then I slept until, you know... Well, I slept until, like, 4 because I had to pee because, literally, McKenna and I have probably drank, I want to say, like, 10 water bottles each today. And this is day, like, 4. If McKenna and I weren't sick, we would be really well hydrated right now.
But instead, we're extremely dehydrated. Fun!
It's so much fun. Also, we have death rattles, which are super exciting. In case you guys don't know what that is, it's when you breathe and, like,
you can just, like, hear the moisture in your lungs and it makes
this weird, like, sucking kind of clicking noise. It's really attractive.
Coughing, yay.
But, like, then the thing is that, like, McKenna and I have classes together. I have classes with other people who are sick.
Oh my, like, gosh, it's so funny. Just, like, the chorus of coughs.
The chorus of sniffles, the chorus of sneezes, the chorus of blowing your nose. There is so much going on when you're sick. Especially when you're sick at OWU, and so is everybody else. No one has enough money to go anywhere. It's very stressful.
Except for if you do get sick on campus, anyone listening, and you don't like the health center, you don't want to pay those prices, it costs pretty much the same, depending on your insurance, to go to urgent care, and it's over by Meijer, and they fix me up every time I go. Yep. They always help.
They're the one who gave us this inhaler right here.
Yeah, they're the ones that helped us this time. They're the ones that actually helped me with my mono. I love urgent care. Go there. Like, I understand that for some people it's really expensive, or they don't want to go there, or they don't have a ride there, but, like...
Wait, here's a hack. Instead of... when you're signing up, instead of saying that you want to pay in full for everything you receive, send it to your insurance, because then your parents will have to pay for it. Hashtag hacks. Actually, my parents will probably still make me pay for it, but that's a detail, because I can worry about it later.
Yeah. But see, so like, and especially now since the health center won't put things on your student accounts, like...
Which is literally killing me.
Yeah, like, it's just urgent care has got you. Like, they're so good. I love it. It's in the, like, same place as the Aspen Dental. Or they'll just tell you that you sprained your ankle when you broke your foot, like they did to my mom, or that they, like...
Or they'll look at the wrong ankle and be like, this isn't really broken.
Or the wrong leg, which they did to another one of our friends.
It really is broken. I really did need surgery. Oh,
yeah. Word. Just Grady. Why? Why?
That's another thing. Like, not being sick, but being, like crippled on campus. Because, like, I broke my ankle... One of McKenna's sisters and one of our friends broke her ankle before me. We had the exact same break. We had the same surgery. And then another one of our friends, Sarah, broke her ankle. Same surgery. It is impossible to be on crutches at this campus. Like, there are plenty of people who are on crutches at this campus at, like, all times.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so funny because sometimes you'll see them with their matching walking boots. It's great.
It's terrible, though. Like, none of our buildings are ADA because they're historic. Which they are, but, like, that's a bullshit reason. And I'm not apologizing for that one, because it is. None of our buildings have bathrooms that are ADA.
I mean...
Because there is...
They're trying, and the new Slooplexes will be ADA.
And, I mean, positivity around those. ADA, and so is Corns,
the Science Center.
And so is Elliott, and so is the Science Center.
Elliott's not really ADA.
Elliott's ADA, because it's new. So, like, you can get
into
it.
No, they don't have elevators, and the ramp to get in there goes into, like, that one classroom on the first floor.
Oh, you're right, I guess it isn't.
Yeah, it's, like, they can claim it's ADA because they have a ramp to get to, like, the first floor, but really, not really.
I mean, it's... basically ADA, but it's not perfect. You're right. I guess I was.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I wish it was. That's my favorite building.
The library. A lot of our newer buildings are ADA. Like, anything, you know, relatively newer is ADA. But, like, the buildings where it's the biggest problem, because, like, the library...
University is where it's the biggest problem, because there are so many classes in there all the time.
Right, but, like, it's huge, and there's no elevator. Phillips doesn't have an elevator. That's the building.
Elliott
right
doesn't.
Now.
Sturgis doesn't.
Sturgis doesn't.
Slocum doesn't.
Slocum definitely doesn't. But, like, these are the buildings that have the most floors. Elliott has 4 floors.
Not very many people come up to the 4th floor and know how to get up there.
But Elliott has 3 floors.
And a basement.
And a basement. Like, that's a lot of floors.
Yeah, technically 4 plus a basement is like 5. Elliott's really big. It used to be a resort. I love it.
It's beautiful.
But yeah, so like just being sick as a student on campus, of any sort of sick, is just very difficult because it's hard to get around our campus sometimes. Like, it's a very small campus. I've realized that. But like, if you're on crutches, that small distance is a huge distance. When you're chronically in pain, that small distance can be the difference between like going to class and not going to class because it's just so painful to get to class.
Walking is hard when you're ill. It's really hard.
Yeah. Like, walking back to Hamel, we'll probably have to stop and cough a lot and be winded just because, like, oh, especially, like, that, like, random, like, slight hill, but, like, you still, like, know it's a hill because you're kind of, like, in pain going up it.
Or the J.
Yeah, on the J.
I'm out of breath at the J right now.
Yeah, like, the part when you cross Sandusky and you're going towards the Hamel.
Yeah. I hate the J. I don't hate the J, but the part that's the hill of the J, I hate. Anyway, it's hard being sick. On campus, like, it's just hard being sick as a student of any type of sick. Crippled, not crippled, ill, chronically. Just, it's really hard. And so, you know, just, we stand in solidarity with you, other sick children. We understand your pain. So, for our next to last song, We're going to play I Just Want to Run by the Downtown Fiction. Our friend Zoe actually gave me the song because McKenna wanted to play a different song and I wouldn't let it happen. So here it is.
I just want to run, hide it away. Run because the chasing me down. I just want to run, throw it away. Run before the finding me out. I just want to run. More than you deserve. Don't treat me like a drag. I'm feeling like I keep on talking. I'm repeating myself, my words lost all meaning. I keep talking, I repeat myself. I just wanna run, hide it away. Run because they're chasing me down. I just wanna run, throw it away. Run before they're finding me out. I just wanna run. I just wanna run. Like a game of chess, I predict your move. I think I know you better, better than you do. I'm sick of feeling cheap, cheated and abused. Sick of losing sleep, thinking about you.
Welcome back. So it's time for us to say farewell to
we
you all.
We have some updates and upcoming events for you.
Okay, so tomorrow is TBT with KKG. It's an open house to get to know about Kappa, Greek life in general. Like
mostly about Kappa.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's at our house. But anyways, so yeah, that's tomorrow at 6 p.m., you can meet some programs, I believe, in yes. Smith to walk over.
They'll probably walk you over about 5:45.
Yep. Also, and you just get to chill, get free snacks, hang out.
It's a good time. I like open houses. Also, Arcadia starts tomorrow. It's tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday.
Saturday.
They've got 8 o'clock showings on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and a matinee on Saturday as well.
That matinee would be at 2 p.m.
Be super cool. I'm going to see it. I'm not sure when yet, but I'm going to see it. So I recommend that you do too.
Yep. And then Friday, as the last part of Cow Week, two of our housemates have their house project. It's like a joint one. Our housemate Janice is having a cultural cookout type deal. There's going to be food fun. It's going to be great. And then our housemate Jeremy, immediately afterwards, and like in conjunction with, is having a international dance party with lots of music. I added a lot of music to that list, or I tried to get him to, but I don't think he really liked my suggestions.
You didn't like your K-pop?
Oh, they're just so great.
So that's from 5.
Hashtag check out Ryan Bishop's show.
Oh, yeah, please do. It's so good. Mm. We both are fans of K-pop. McKenna likes it more than I do, though.
I'm obsessed. It's fine.
She is a little bit. That's okay. But that's from 5 to 8 on Friday.
Yeah. And it'd be music from all around the world. Super fun. In the cave, right?
Yeah. The dance is in the cave from 6 to 8. And then the cook-off, I think...
starts at 5. It's from 5 to 6. And I think it's in our yard or in our house.
I think it's on our lawn.
Which is right next to Sty. Come check us out. We're pretty cool.
It's the giant yellow house. You literally cannot miss it.
We have a castle turret. It's awesome.
It's very pretty.
But yeah, so check out those things. And, our next show will be on the 21st, because guess what? It's mid-semester break! Yay!
Oh, thank God.
Like next week, starting on Wednesday. So, enjoy that.
You're right. So, we'll see you on the 21st. Our last song is I Will Follow You Into the Dark.
Love of mine, someday you will die, but I'll be close behind. They'll follow you into the dark, no blinding light, or tunnels to gates of white. Just our hands clasped so tight, waiting for the hint of a spark. And if heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, and illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark.